Wednesday, November 17th, 2010. It's the Palaver Audiocast with Lost in Bronx. Episode 5, The Trip to Sedona, Part 1. Hello, this is Lost in Bronx. Back in September, my family and I took a trip to the city of Sedona, Arizona, which is cross-state from us here. I recorded a lot of audio to, during, and from, and I cut most of it out, but I still ended up with over 2 hours of material, more than enough for two episodes of this show, so I decided to break it up that way. We took photos and videos of the place, all of which are available on my Gopher site if you have an interest, and I'll have that address for you at the end of the show. So, without further ado, here is part one. So, tomorrow we head out on the road to the other side of the state, to Sedona. I've never been. I hear it's pretty. I also hear it's pretty expensive. But we'll see. The reason we're going, first off, it's been a while since a vacation for us. We'll be there for a week. But Mrs. Bronx's parents have flown in. They usually come in about once a year or so. They are travelers. They like to do that. You know, they're retired. They have some money, so they... their thing is traveling, and they get all over the place. So they have a timeshare, and they picked a spot out in Sedona this year for a change of pace because there literally is nothing to do around here. So we're going to meet them there. That's about a 3-hour drive, give or take. I'm hoping to do it in less, if possible. So we're going to get on the road at the crack of dawn tomorrow, and we shall... see what we shall see. Okay, here we are at 5 a.m. Don't see this hour very often unless I'm headed to bed. But we're up, and I've been up for a little while just finishing off some last-minute stuff. And Mrs. Bronx is out of the shower. I guess it's my turn. But I want to get on the road by 6 if we possibly can. That'll be a challenge. We never get going when we say we're going to, but maybe we can do it this time. If we can, you know, it'll be nice and early by the time we get there. But we'll see. We'll see. I do have coffee made. That'll make everything easier.
We're on our way now to Payson. We'll be traveling through. It's a beautiful morning. We're running through an area where there was a big fire here some years back. What they call it? What was the name of that fire, Mom?
Rodeo Chudesca.
The Rodeo Chudesca fire, which at the time was really quite devastating. Many thousands of square miles of acreage was burned and a lot of property lost. Quite a few firefighters were injured or even killed during the fight of that fire. But right now it's turning green again. I mean, this was about 7 or 8 years ago that the fire occurred, and there's a lot of regrowth. Small trees, a lot of grasses. Kind of good to see. We've gone through here in the dead of winter, and everything was just charred and blackened. I mean, it looked like doomsday, and or the aftermath. And it was kind of depressing to go through there. This looks nice. Been seeing a lot of cars on the road today, classic cars. There must be a car show somewhere. They all seem to be heading towards Sholo, although, you know, I don't know, they could be going somewhere else, but there were, I don't know, we probably passed a dozen or more. Great old Chevys and Cadillacs and hot rods and stuff. This is the place to live if you like classic cars or antique cars and such, because the weather is so conducive to it. I mean, cars just don't rust out here. You'll look at, you know, at cars out on the field that, you know, abandoned wrecks that have been there for 50 years, some of them. And people will pay cash for those if it's on your property and haul them off and spend a couple of years restoring them in their garage. And come out with these, you know, real beauties. I mean, just gorgeous, gorgeous vehicles. And I'm not into cars, but man, I love going to those car shows. I mean, they're, it's like a piece of history displayed out for you. Some of them are works of art. They're simply beautiful. Simply beautiful. Did see a couple of guys drive, I don't know if, back east I didn't see these very much, but out here they have these like glorified golf carts that they kind of put sides on and roll cages and tell people that they're, you know, oh, here comes a classic car, an old truck, a lowrider, an old Chevy, beautiful cherry red, very pretty. So at any rate, you have these guys in these like glorified golf carts, and you know, I saw about three or four of them driving along, dressed in camouflage clothes. But, you know, I mean, from a distance, it's like, what are these guys, soldiers driving a golf cart? But, of course, it turns out they're just, like, local Yahoo guys. I didn't see any guns. I don't know if they're hunters or they just, you know, militia nuts or something. I don't know what it was, but they look very funny in their little camo-colored golf cart and their little fake camo fatigues driving around on the highway. We're approaching Payson. We're still probably about 50 miles off from it, maybe not that much, but we're up, coming up over the ridge of the mountains here. We're in the White Mountains of Arizona. And in this area, it's all tall timber country, very large old pines, and there's oaks and such mixed in here. Very, very big, tall, beautiful, beautiful trees. And this is part of the Sitgreaves National Forest. Well, we actually live in the Sitgreaves as well, about 100 miles from here. But in that area of the forest, it's all small juniper and scrub pine. Short, the trees rarely stand much taller than 10 feet, but they spread out quite a bit. And there's just thousands of square miles of it. Here, though, it's very different, very very classic forested area, but it's beautiful driving today. Can't say as I enjoy the drive as much as I would if I were just able to watch, but boy, it beats driving through this in bad weather, which we've done before. There's nothing quite scarier than being on a single lane road that's, you know, got a 55 or 60 mile an hour speed limit, and you suddenly come up to a fog bank and can't see anything, and you got people right on your butt. Oh my, we're just coming over the ridge now. What a view. I can see for 50 miles, maybe. I can see the mountains rising up. I mean, this is like, you know, classic John Ford Western view. It's just really... Well, this is why people come out here, I believe. Really quite beautiful, but now I gotta watch the road. That's someone blowing by me at 70 or so. That's always nice on a mountain road.
That's very windy.
Yeah, windy mountain roads with speeders. We just passed by a gravel company, just right there, right off the road. And the sense of scale is difficult to grab on a audio narration, I'm sure, but there was a pile of black gravel or sand there that was probably four or five times bigger than our house. Just really, really big. Everything is just so big out here. It's a huge ridge up ahead. It could be 5 miles away, but I mean, it just rises right into the sky with a flat top. Very classic Western view on this thing. Really quite pretty. We're coming up on a tiny little town right next to Payson, which is a relatively large town in the middle part of Arizona. Star Valley, is it?
Yeah.
Star Valley is not a big town. It's really a postage stamp thing. You just drive straight through. But they have something there that drew our attention the first time we drove through. And we call it the Cow Bar. And the fact is, it's a burlesque bar of some sort, or a strip joint. And, I mean, it just looks as nasty a dive as you can imagine. In the middle of the afternoon, at night, I assume it's pretty scary. but it has the distinction of, you know, it says like live girls dancing, girls, 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 or whatever. And above that, mounted on this sign, is the statue, full-size statue of a cow. It's just there. It's a cow on the sign for this strip joint. So it naturally conjures images of the sort of girls you can expect to encounter in such a place. And it never fails. Yeah, that screech you hear in the background is Little Bronx laughing. And he does this every time we pass by because it's really quite that funny. I imagine the locals don't think twice about it, but this area, the highway right here, it's just single lane in both directions, but the amount of traffic during the week is unbelievable. I mean, it can be bumper to bumper at 65 miles an hour for, you know, 25, 30 miles through winding mountain road. Very dangerous, very dangerous. And they really have needed to expand this for probably the last 10 years, but looks like they're finally getting to it. And here we are, end of construction.
Yay.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that again. Except I will in reverse next time when we come home. We're coming up on an elk crossing. And I'm not just talking about a sign that says there are elk here. They do have a sign that says there are elk. They also have flashing lights and little lines in the road. And I suppose when the lights flash, you let the elk go by. You certainly don't want to hit them at 60 miles an hour, but it's an experimental thing. They put it up, well, it's been up since we've been here, but it looked like it was new when we got here about 6-7 years ago. And it's like hooked to radar or something. And when an elk comes by, somehow it knows it, and it flashes the lights like a railroad crossing, you know, and there's no gate or anything, but there's, like, it starts flashing to tell you that there is a very large mammal about to cross in front of your path. And luckily, I haven't had that pleasure just yet. The elk generally don't move during daylight hours. It's usually at dawn and dusk that they're most active. They move throughout the night, too, though. But you don't, I don't, to be perfectly honest, I've seen deer out here. I have never seen an elk with my own eyes, I don't believe. We're now in Gila County, just past the sign.
Hasten town limits.
Hash Knife Pony Express route. We're coming right up on that somewhere. We're in Payson now, and Payson is a town.
Find out where we're going.
Yeah, well, I'm going to stop at a McDonald's because nature is calling. My bladder is full. Yeah, there's a McDonald's there. I could, you know, find a small place, a local place, except I don't know where any are, so. Arby's is on the side of the road. I'll go to the Arby's. No, I won't. It's not open. All right. Let's see. I'm going to turn here. We've actually done the 1-2-3 pee-pee dance at this McDonald's before. So I'm sure they remember me.
Oh, Burger King.
Oh, we prefer Burger King? Let's do Burger King. All right.
Sorry.
Okay, we're at the Burger King. More motorcycles going by. And across the street, there's a elderly lady hiking. And I say literally hiking across, you know, she's on a sidewalk in the middle of town, but she's got one of those white mountaineer hiking poles. So I guess she's gonna be heading for the mountains or something. Denny's! She's headed for Denny's. Every time I head for Denny's, I then have to head for the bathroom. So I don't head to Denny's anymore. Okay, we ended up stopping at Burger King and used the facilities, and some guy came into the bathroom behind me. And I gotta tell you, he must be on really hard times because he couldn't afford deodorant. And that's always a great thing in the morning when you're about to eat. At any rate, I went out and we got a couple of these ciabatta breakfast sandwiches. Ciabatta, ciabatta, viva ciabatta, I don't know, something like that. With really indefinable yellow sauce on there. Well, it turns out it's ranch dressing. Out here, they put ranch dressing on everything. And I mean everything. The first time we went out to pizza out here, I was floored when the waitress said, "And do you want ranch with that?" Ranch dressing, so you could dip your pizza in it. A car with no doors just drove by. That's apparently legal out here. Because you do see it a lot. No doors, no grill, no bumper, no hood, no class, I guess.
No teeth.
No teeth. 87 is straight ahead. Yeah, North 87.
Yeah, but we don't want North 87.
I thought we wanted North 87. For it's a go.
North.
Start out northwest
on V-Line Highway.
Towards AZ 87, towards East Frontier Street.
Well, we'll see if we see East Frontier Street.
Yeah, yeah. What street are we looking for again?
East Frontier.
East Frontier. What is it again?
East Frontier.
East Frontier, thank you. Sherwood Drive, that's not it.
East Frontier.
East Frontier, thank you. Rancho Road.
Sherwood.
Airport Road, Airline Road. Roundup Road.
East Tyler. I'm telling you.
Well, the other direction is the wrong direction. It's still 87. It said go north 87.
No, it said north on Beeline Highway.
Well, I think we're on Beeline Highway, which is 87. Pine Cottonwood Winslow. See, it's north. This is where we need to go. 87 north, right? That's what it says.
Wow.
MapQuest. We did the MapQuest thing. But my wife is unconvinced.
Well, I haven't seen any East Frontier Street, and that's what we're supposed to pass by. Do you know my reading told me that we were going to fight about the directions, and we should have a map.
So that's my wife sent a tarot cards, and she did a reading about this trip, and apparently her cards told her that we would have a fight over the directions. This is what passes for a fight between us. I'm not sure that necessarily, was it East Frontier, buddy?
Yeah.
Yeah, East Frontier was necessarily in Payson itself. It could be off of Payson somehow.
I don't know. It doesn't say Strawberry on my directions. So it's just something we're driving through. We're not, you know, stopping.
Well, that's a very big valley, beautiful,
wow.
Sweeping grandeur, blah, blah, blah. Very impressive, yeah. Ah, beautiful red rocks rising up into the sky.
I love how it's all slab-looking, how the rocks are in layers and have been eroded by the wind and rains to make these big blocks that are just kind of hanging there on the side of the cliffs. With trees growing out of them.
Overlooking the highway, giving the drivers the sweats, wondering when these things will come crashing down on our heads through the windshields and destroying our lovely afternoon. Morning, still morning.
What are you seeing out the window? Describe it.
Yeah, lots of trees. And I think I recognize that plant. The kind that always stabs me in the back. Bitter enemies. Another tree with a blue balloon at the base. It's disturbing.
Coming up on the Tonto National Bridge Park, or National Park. Tonto Bridge National Park, that's what I think it is. Never been there, don't know exactly what they mean by bridge in this case, but here's a sign that says landfill with an arrow pointing it. I hope it's not one and the same.
Well, we are heading towards Strawberry and Pine.
Slower traffic must use turnout 1 mile.
Really?
Does that mean speed? I don't like the speed. People behind me are cursing up a storm. I'm a slow driver. I'm like an 85-year-old driver. And I'm fine with that. I am. Oh, now here's a view. Holy crap.
I don't
on the right.
Like it.
really open. There's like extra space out there. Tons and tons.
Wow.
Bradshaw Road.
Jose Mexican food out of a trailer.
Trailer food.
There's another First Baptist Church.
Yeah. How could they all be the First Baptist Church?
Dude.
Everybody's the First Baptist Church and nobody's ever the Second Baptist Church. Were we supposed to turn at Strawberry Pine?
I was watching the town and not watching the road.
But is there a turn in Strawberry?
No, it doesn't mention Strawberry at all.
Well, let's keep going because I don't think we've done 26 miles.
We're supposed to be turning left onto AZ-260 General Crook Trail.
I have not seen anything like that. Strawberry, we're not even in Strawberry yet. Strawberry is 2 miles yet. You snooze, you lose, dude. You're behind me still.
We keep passing all these beautiful vistas where you can see the canyon and the ridges of the mountain ranges, and I am so afraid of heights that I can see that they're beautiful and I know they're breathtaking and they terrify me.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
It's like a campground over here. Yeah, maybe a campground or a pull-off of some kind. A lot of camping. Camping's a big thing. A lot of people like that. I don't. And we don't do it, but I recognize this area. Yeah. You know, what the hell are we doing here? We don't like anything about this place.
Lost my mind, and we did this thing. I don't know. I was following a dream. It was a stupid dream, and it's dead now. And now we need a new dream of being somewhere, anywhere else. Anywhere else.
Where are we?
Yeah, that was, I think, my first words when we got here. Where are we? It is quite a thing to see. I must say that the country is, well, like I said, it is beautiful. It's just not
okay. My
sort of thing. Junction 260, half mile. We need that, right?
Yeah, we'll probably be making a left turn onto General Crook Trail.
We're
going to get there.
Well, how can we not get where we're going? Even if we're lost now, it doesn't mean we're always gonna be lost. And we're not lost, we're just not sure if we're going in the right direction. Knoll Lake Rim Road. Still North 87. You know, how long were we supposed to go on North 87? Was it 26 miles, you said?
Yeah.
Because I don't think we've gone any 26 miles yet.
Okay. Then we just keep going.
Yeah. Oh, I smell smoke now.
Oh, yeah. Forest.
You're
not burning while I'm here.
No, it's not strong enough to be a forest fire smell. It's more like campfire smell.
They don't generally name things after you if you just die of being old.
It depends on what you did in life.
I suppose. You're supposed to die dramatically while being chased by savages as you're trying to steal their country. That gets your respect.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this, if I was gonna steal some country, this wouldn't be the part of it that I would steal. It's just, I don't know, it's just not my thing, man.
You said it was pretty.
Yeah. So what? It's pretty. It doesn't mean I want it.
It's pretty, let's take a picture and leave.
Yeah, I mean, it's that same thing. I don't know how many people. You know, you're looking at something, like say you're at their house and they have a nice, I don't know, a nice glass or a nice piece of furniture or whatever, you say, oh, that's really nice. And they'll say, oh, I can get you one of those. And be like, no, I don't, no, you don't have to do that. It's like, no, it's fine. I know the guy and I can get you one of those. And it's like, I don't want one. I'm just telling you, it looks nice. You know, I mean, just because it looks nice doesn't mean I want the damn thing in my life. It doesn't. You know what? Skunks are gorgeous. They're beautiful. Doesn't mean I want one.
Managed right fire ahead.
Ah, heavy smoke possible. Still in 87. Still north. Still got someone chained to my bumper. What is that? I'm not going that much slower than they. I'm doing the speed limit. What's up with these people?
So there we go. Jones Crossing, Mogul and Rim.
Slow flag.
Flag.
Still going straight. We're gonna run into I-40. Are we supposed to?
Doesn't mention it.
Say that again. There's what? A spiritual stone.
That are called Moki balls.
Oh, I thought you said monkey balls.
Moki, and it was spelled just like that sign.
M-O-Q-U-I. Moki. Are you sure it's pronounced Moki balls?
That's how I've heard it said in the past.
And what do you do with these Moki balls?
They're held for meditation, and I believe they have a male and female Moki balls, and you're supposed to have the pair for balance. I don't know a lot about
female Mokis have balls.
Don't be cruel.
I don't know what's going on. I have no idea, but I see signs,
probably.
But none of them are the
North.
Signs we want. North 87 still, that's all.
So we stay.
And once we're on the highway heading towards
Flag,
what do we do?
Merge onto I-17 south via exit 195.
Look at those propane tanks. Oh my God, they're the size of Poseidon submarines and the shape of them too. Coming up on 40 because of course we missed our turn and we had to go all the way up to the highway. Here it is, downtown Winslow. Good grief, I'm glad it's daytime. Where's 40?
Where's
66?
40's that way, I'm in the wrong lane. I'll turn around up there. Is this Route 66 right here?
This way, 40 is 66.
No, we couldn't turn. That was
that was
in the wrong lane.
Never mind.
Yeah.
I'm making it up as I go.
Yeah, just like our directions to get there, right?
Hey, I told you I thought we were going the wrong way from the start.
That's true. That is true. You did. This looks like the town from Cars. Is what this Radiator Springs. That's what this looks like.
Why?
It very much reminds me of that.
Yeah, it's a.
Exactly.
Here's all a bunch of.
There it is. Over there, Dale's Custom Billing. Looks like Mater's house, or Mater's place. So.
It's a big pawn shop.
Holy crap. It's the biggest building in town. That's the highway up ahead. Somewhere.
The trains are still going.
They're huge. That's a huge train, man. We're going on 40 West, yes? Yes?
Sure.
Here we go, the real highway. Now, I-40. What is that? Loop?
Lup.
L-E-U-P-P?
I think it's called Lup.
Lup?
Yeah.
Is that a town?
Yeah.
This is heading back.
That was 239, I think.
Yeah, and this one was 233.
Yeah. Is that what we're after?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
You're making it very hard for Papa to drive.
Come on, guy. God. We're entering Coconino County again? Or no, that was Coconino
National Forest.
Forest again. Okay. Need to get gas. Everybody quiet. Alright, until we're back on the highway, everybody quiet. Yeah, we're on Route 66 right now. Get your kicks on. There it is. Ah, in the wrong freaking lane.
So we're merging on to I-17 south via exit 195 towards AZ 89A south.
Who's giving up? We're still driving, aren't we, man?
And we're on 89A South for how long?
0.3 miles.
Oh.
So we're looking for East John Wesley Powell Boulevard.
Okay. Oh, we're past a third of a mile now. All right. After John Wesley Powell, how many miles is it supposed to be?
It was 0 miles. Turn left onto 89 Alt South.
Yeah, that's where we are. So how long?
24.7.
All right. Then we're right where we need to be. That turn was John Wesley Powell. And then a left onto 89A, which is what we did. Just passed into the Coconino National Forest again. I think that's number 3, maybe 4. In and out, in and out. I know that national forests are not laid out in like regular grids or whatever, but and we have been kind of traveling around in circles. But I gotta tell you, I don't know, that national forest didn't look any different than the forest that came right before it. A lot of tall pines again here. We're headed back down south, so we're going right back into the mountains that we came out of. Very hilly here. But we are on the final approach to Sedona, so very soon we'll be at our destination.
Wow.
Here is the actual Sedona
city limits.
Okay, now
we just hit
the
sign that says...
There's the Cowboy Club. This place is awesome. This is easily the most touristy thing I have seen since we've moved here.
The Black Cow Cafe.
Korean and vegetarian food up there.
Oh, we could do that.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. Ah, readings and healings, Mama. Readings.
Oh.
Readings and healings.
I'm going to go and see if they have cards for sale.
Yeah.
Rocks.
The Pink Jeep Store. It is SRO. The line is out the door for people to buy T-shirts, rugs, and trinkets.
Yay!
Trinkets.
I think that's what Dad was... They mentioned that Pink Jeep tour.
I've heard of Pink Jeep tours, yes. It's a pink Jeep.
Can
people
I
get drive? In and they tour around, yes.
I guess it doesn't matter if you do or not because we're in tourist land.
Yes.
Oh yeah, Vortex Tees.
Oh yes, there's supposed to be a magic vortex out here that messes everything up.
Many of them. No, they don't mess up. Depending on which vortex you go to, there are up ones that will energize you and down ones that will balance you, settle you, heal you, that kind of crap.
Well, then I got one of the downer ones that's been following me around for a long time.
So how long have I known you
yet? Well, at least since I woke up this morning. You know, honestly, I had that headache when I woke up, but I was feeling really good by the time we hit the road. And for the first 2 hours or so, things were great. You know, after about the 10th or 15th hour, I don't know. Where are we going? I guess that way. And Burger King, am I going this way, that way? I don't know.
I don't see no damn street signs.
No. So, a roundabout and where?
Alright,
this takes
Birch
us out of town.
Memorial Highway.
No, this is not one. We're going out of town. Look at those mountains. Jesus.
And faces.
They're oppressive. Why would you live here? You know, all I can think of is the gulag on the mountain or something, you know?
I remember the gulag.
Yeah, but I mean, that one over there looks like Castle, you know, Frankenstein or something. Donut Motel.
Red Rock Western Jeep Tour.
We sell fun.
Live. Psychic Center of Sedona. I saw you online.
Really? Can they use their powers to find the freaking days in? I just wander around, right?
Next round.
Oh, no. What is this? What is this? Oh, it's a shopping center.
Celebrate your spirit.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Hobby.
179 South? That make any sense?
No.
I haven't seen an 89A in an hour. Easily an hour. What is that up there?
Inn on
Oak Creek. Hillside, Sedona.
King's Ransom Inn. Elote Cafe.
Next roundabout up here. We got another roundabout coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
haven't seen any Birch Memorial.
You're not going to see... When would you ever see something like that written on a sign?
I don't know. I'm not seeing any Route 89A's either.
No, no. Like I said, not for an hour at least. There's more over there. Maybe one of those are a day, man. Oy vey. Fresh cider, Sedona sweet cider.
Maybe we should pull over somewhere and say, you guys come and find us, because I ain't gonna get there on my own.
Yeah, we might, except we might be so lost now that even they can't find us.
Oak Creek Mobile Lodge.
You say that as if that's important.
No, I'm just reading it.
Importantly. Well, that's all right.
Gives me something to do. I don't talk to the mountains.
Talk to the mountains. Talk to the hand. Talk to the hand.
I saw a song for the Church of the Red Rock. Morgan Road.
I got a couple of red rocks right here for you. Got a lot of places to look for cards, baby.
Yep. Maybe we should just shop.
Maybe we should just shoot me. We need to stop and ask somebody where the Days Inn, or call the Days Inn.
Don't have the number. I had the directions, it was supposed to be enough.
Yeah, yeah. Like it always is.
I've never gotten this lost before.
Well, I'm sure we drove by it at some point, or at least a turnoff for it, but it can't be out this way.
I know.
I'm gonna turn around.
Well, Dad didn't know the name of the hotel either. Had to ask Mom, and he can't give me any names of anything that's near it.
Can they look out a window?
They're just getting back to the hotel now.
Well, what'd they pass to get there?
He can't tell me.
What, is it a secret?
No, he doesn't know what to say, he said.
Well, the name of a place that's nearby would be nice.
Hasn't got one.
Nothing's nearby. They're up on that mountain, right there. The Days Inn at the top of the mountain.
He didn't look at the names.
Could he go look now?
He's gonna go inside and find out.
Rodeo Southwest Road. Drive. Southwest Drive. God.
Days Inn is on the left after Rodeo Drive.
Are they anywhere near Arrow Drive or Morgan Road?
Are you anywhere near Arrow Drive or Morgan Road? Oh, here's the tourist place.
Tourist information. Is this the tourist information?
Yeah, and it's open. Got maps and... We got lost once.
So we spent a good 40 minutes wandering through town until we finally made it here, having my father-in-law on the phone guiding us every step of the way, but we're here. Oh man, not a ride I want to repeat anytime soon.
No, I'm coming.
Okay.
It's about 3:30. We're gonna take off and get something to eat. Going to a Chinese restaurant we're hoping to track down. We'll see how it goes. Had to drag little Bronx away from SpongeBob on the TV. That didn't go down too well, but so far so good. So, it's in kind of a fancy strip mall, like plaza, whatever. Still really nice out. I'm hungry. And Szechuan Chinese restaurant, sushi bar, and martini bar. So, get the triple threat there. And there's a big statue of, I don't know, Merlin or somebody. My God, that's tacky. That's amazing. That's a piece of work. Larger than life. There's a nice little watery pond thing. Looking good. Need some koi in there, but I think they bake or boil. They have a very large archway. Welcome to Szechuan. And the biggest geode I've ever seen sitting right in front.
Which way did they go?
Oh, somewhere. Wait for the noise. You'll find them then. Gotta be over here. And a big sushi bar. There, guys, huh?
You gotta be kidding.
What's wrong?
There's none of them.
You're not looking at the entire menu. This is the menu.
Do they have any sushi?
Yes,
yeah, they have sushi. You want sushi?
Yeah, I was...
Here's egg puyon right there.
But I was thinking of that egg sushi.
Egg tamago.
Hello.
Today, I'll be right back with you, okay?
Thanks.
So, morning of day two. We arrived yesterday. Here we are, we wake up. Mrs. Bronx slept really badly last night. Tossing and turning, waking up, that sort of thing. And I guess little Bronx did too. I always sleep with earplugs in. I go right out if I wear them. And so I didn't hear anything. And I was out. I slept actually pretty well. But I guess he woke up sometime in the middle of the night and he couldn't fall back asleep. And so they're both kind of out of sorts this morning. Mrs. Bronx's mom, she called early and they were headed out to the complimentary continental breakfast for us and or for everybody here. And we hurried up and got out the door. Little Bronx was so worried that they were going to finish breakfast and take off without us or something. So we dashed out the door and we get up there. What a friggin' zoo that was. I mean, they got a room for the so-called continental breakfast that is quite literally half the size of a regular, you know, room, like our room right now that I'm sitting and recording this in. I mean, it was tiny, and there had to be 25 people crammed in there, all trying to use the toaster, trying to grab bagels, trying to get coffee, trying to do all this stuff. There's two tables. I mean, it's rinky-dink and just, you know, just really annoying. The place is packed, too. It's mobbed with Japanese tourists, so there isn't any room anywhere. You know, I mean, it's just people trying to use all the same facilities at the same time. What a low-rent operation. I thought this would be nicer. I mean, the room itself is pretty good, but that I don't care about, don't like. So I got Little Bronx some oatmeal, and I dashed back here to change my clothes because we ran off without me being able to take a shower and everything. So I'm just as happy to go without eating than to deal with that. It was stupid. It was like being on the, you know, on a bus and during rush hour. It was ridiculous. So that's gonna suck, and I'll have to get some real breakfast later. And maybe some coffee. I didn't even grab a coffee. So that's how my day started. I'm standing in a plaza and what kind of passes for the downtown or shop district of Sedona. To my right, towering above the city once more, those beautiful multicolored layered rocks, mountains, mesas, whatever. The town is a little hilly here. I like that. Reminds me of Connecticut, which is, of course, very hilly. And you don't get a lot of that very often. Even though I live in the mountains, oddly enough, it's not what I consider hilly. Not like the old days. However, I'm at a plaza called the... Gee, I don't even know what they call this thing. It's just a little kind of... there it is. The Sinagua Plaza. It's a two-story sort of outdoor plaza thing. Plaza, I keep using the word. What it really is just a bunch of junk shops. Joe Wilcox, Western Wear, Talk of the Town, Crystals and Crap. Joe Wilcox, Indian Den, Joe Wilcox, this, that, or the other thing. There's a chocolate shop, gotta check them out. The Crystal Castle, Three Dog Bakery. But it's a bakery for dogs. That's right. They bake exclusive treats specifically for dogs. Store closing, 40% off sale. Can't imagine why. Yeah. I don't know exactly what I expected when I got here, but this is what I got. I'm going to go look at the chocolate shop. See what they have there. Might be good. They have, like in the center of this plaza, there's a statue of two idealized Sinagua Indians. It's built into a fountain. Maybe you can hear it here. I don't know if you can catch the sound of the water sort of burbling, bubbling, and, you know, these two noble savages standing here pouring water into the fountain. And I don't know, if I was Native American, I'd be vomiting, but maybe you get used to it. I don't know. They have a lot of plants, very few of which are native. Very pretty, oh, palm tree, that's not even close to native. Pretty tree, a big tall tree, pretty leaves. Provides a lot of nice cool shade. Similar kind of tree, I don't know. Yeah, kind of place I'm normally repelled by. In a way I am now, but it's almost like a car wreck, you know, I can't look away type of thing. The madhouse, we drove through here yesterday when we were lost, looking for everything, and the madhouse of the place isn't quite as keen as it was yesterday, but it's still early. Little Bronx is discouraged because he couldn't find a good present for his grandpa, which is really the only reason he wanted to go out today. But maybe he'll find something here at the Joe Wilcox Indian Den, which has supposedly bulk crystals or pretty stones. I don't know. I need to buck up or shut up. Just got back from shopping. We're back in the room. Little Bronx is with Grandma and Grandpa right now. We'll be going over there in a bit, and then we're out for lunch. Man, the heat and the walking. You know, walking at other people's paces, that, you know, that drains me more than actually taking a long walk on my own. Where you gotta, you know, hurry up and wait, hurry up and wait, hurry up and wait. That sort of thing just gets to me. Found a place that sold, that chocolate place I mentioned, that's pretty good. They had about 30 different kinds of candy apple. I mean, it was just incredibly decadent. And I got an apple that had caramel and two kinds of chocolate on it. And I had them slice it up and everybody had a piece. And I liked it so much I got a second one and we ate that too. So I guess we didn't have the greatest breakfast, all things considered. Although, well, I certainly didn't since I didn't eat breakfast. But we're going to go out. I don't know what we're going to have though. There's a lot of places to eat here. We were thinking of Indian food, but Grandma and Grandpa don't like Indian food, so we'll have to try something else. I don't know. I saw an Italian place that looked nice, probably nice and quiet and dark and faux Italian as they have out here, but it can still be okay sometimes. And I'm just enjoying being out of the outdoors. Well, half of day one done, or day two, half of day two, I guess. I'm counting this as day two. It's about 11:30. So we just got back from lunch at the Old Sedona restaurant, which is really just a glorified sports bar. We had the place ourselves, or at least the restaurant side. The sports bar seemed to be jumping, but it took for frickin' ever to get the food out. When it came, It was okay. I can't complain about the food. I thought it was okay, but I don't know. It was expensive. There were five of us, and I'm not even sure how much we spent, but it was more than I thought it was worth. Being the cheap Yankee, I guess even free is almost too much for some stuff. But, I mean, my in-laws picked up the tab. That's not the point, I guess, but overall, it was okay. We all had a pretty good time. Little Bronx played some of his video, you know, his Nintendo DS, and conversation was okay. But, you know, then they had some craft fair or something right in front of the place. And then we, you know, they wandered around looking at all this tchotchkes and, you know, homemade crap out of, I don't know, people make sculptures out of, I don't know, cut metal, and then they, like, etch it or some, you know, it's supposed to be all south, everything's got this southwest motif, and there's jewelry and crap, and one guy had like decorative masks made out of gourds, you know, and this other guy had these like gigantic photographs, you know, with the colors all blown out, all unrealistic, just these like super bright and, you know, ridiculous colors of all these southwest landscapes and things around Sedona, you know, famous rocks and all this other junk. And then he
covers the whole thing with like shellac or something so that it's got brush strokes. And you think when you look at it that, or you're supposed to think when you look at it, that it's a painting, right? Because it's got the brush strokes. But in fact, it's just a photograph with, you know, enamel on it or something. And I don't know what the guy was asking, but my father-in-law was looking at these things, like, and he talked to the guy. Of course, he'll talk to anybody, but, you know, I don't know. It was, like, unbelievably tacky, and these things were huge. I could just see this gobbling up a wall on somebody's house. And, you know, you walk in, and it would make you jump out of your skin. It's so loud and tacky. In fact, most of the stuff was. And, you know, and if you want, you know, I hope, you know, if you really like, you know, all these Southwest jewelry things, the silver and the, I don't know what that is, lapis or whatever. I mean, they got tons of that junk here. And painted gourds, you know, I'm just going to put this decorative gourd on a table or something. You know, it's all just, I don't know. It's really touristy, really tacky. You know, that's what you get in places like this. Unfortunately, I haven't seen the real Sedona yet. The Sedona that the locals know, the natives know. And so far, all I've seen is the touristy end of it all. And I can't see that there's any appeal to it myself. I mean, yes, the surroundings are beautiful, I guess. If you're into that, there's no other place like it, probably. But so far, I haven't seen anything compelling. Still, it's only day two. So, we'll see. Just got back from a drive with my father-in-law. Ostensibly, we went out looking at pawn shops and stuff because he's a gun enthusiast, which I am not. But he actually, truth be told, as much as he likes him, he doesn't really go hunting or anything much anymore. But couldn't find any place. I mean, there's nothing really in town, I don't think, here. You'd have to go outside of town to find any of that. But we wandered around a lot because he likes to explore. And we ended up going towards the outskirts of town off to one side. Sedona appears to be built more or less in a valley with these large, you know, mountain peaks and buttes and such on both sides. At any rate, we ended up in a small cul-de-sac next to this house that looks like it's finished or very nearly finished. Beautiful, beautiful house. Really, really nice thing. But the view alone, that piece of property must be worth millions just for the view. I mean, it was spectacular, amazing. You could do, you know, a 360 and see jaw-dropping stuff. I mean, it's just gorgeous here. Or it should be. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I look at it and I can intellectualize it. I can see it. But it's like, okay, so that's fine. It's like looking at a Renaissance painting in a museum. It's just stunning. I wouldn't want it. But it was nice. It was nice to see. Maybe if we make it back, I'll get some pictures or something. So I just got back from making a mad dash across the street in the dark with no street lights and such to the gas station and back across the street where I, you know, convenience store gas station where I grabbed some din-dins because little Bronx crashed out early. He was out swimming in the pool and got all tired out. So our dinner plans kind of went downhill from there. Plus, senior Bronx, my father-in-law, his football game was on tonight that he didn't want to miss, so he was camping out anyway. So that was that. Tomorrow, supposedly, we're going to head to that zoo and see what that's like. We'll have to set out early, otherwise the heat is just going to be brutal. Last time we were down in Phoenix, we went to the Phoenix Zoo. That was about a year ago. It was the middle of summer then, too. And the heat just got to me. I started getting dizzy. I almost had heat stroke just walking around. You know, you try to stay hydrated and everything, but it's just too much. You know, I'm fair-skinned, and the sun just kills me. I never tan. I just burn. It's just really, really bad. I stay out of the sun as much as I can, which, you know, begs the question why I'm even here. But, you know, I ask myself that every day. Obviously, if you haven't caught that drift by now, then let me tell you, I do. But sky at night's nice. I'm hungry. I'm gonna go eat my gas station burrito. Day 3, Monday. Wake up and we're out the door. We're gonna head to the zoo today. Mrs. Bronx did not sleep well again last night. Ended up on the floor finally because the beds were not doing it. And I guess they had woken up a couple of times. I did as well. Not a bad way to spend your vacay, huh? At any rate, it's a lot of clouds today. Smell water in the air. Might have rained last night. Definitely might today. And it's about 8 o'clock. Well, actually about 8:30 now. We're going to try to head out and grab some food. Do you want to hit the breakfast thing first?
Okay.
All right. Okay, so we spent about a half hour, 40 minutes going south of Sedona, and we've made it to Out of Africa Wildlife Park. Looks kind of cheesy, as you can imagine, but we'll see. There's lots of African-like safari trucks all over the place, and they have all these, you know, faux African shields and carvings of animals and such. Let's take a bit of a tour, shall we? Approaching the place. Lots of parking. It's all, you know, they make sure they don't pave anything. That keeps down the costs and looks authentic. But then we're coming up to the wooden fence. Looks like they picked it up at Home Depot. But trying to keep an open mind. A lot of pretty flowers out and about. Here are the prices. Adults, $36. Seniors, 65 or over, $34. Great savings there. Children are $20. And then there are add-ons. The safari is an extra $8. You could feed a tiger for $5. Get closer than you ever thought possible. They're certainly getting closer to the wallet than I ever thought possible. Total ticket cost of $141.06. So, let's see what it's buying us. I'm sitting on the bus right now. We're going to be going off on the tour. I had the ticket lady crabbing at me because I was taking the time to get a soda out of the machine, and I might miss the trolley. That was a water truck that came by. They sprinkle down the water on the road to keep the dust down.
Over here to the right-hand side of the road, this habitat is called the Maasai Mara. Yeah, that's the giraffe we're going to see
in giraffe.
Just a minute, guys. We're going in there with Kibo.
Manky, sad-looking thing.
His name is Kibo, K-I-B-O. Kibo! Come on, good boy! Good boy!
Kibo!
Yeah, so again, if you guys want to get to the other side and reach over, he might come to both sides. I can tell you the first tour of the day, he's the
giraffe actually comes when called.
But I learned a long time ago not to make promises for wild animals. Hold him out the window, guys. Give him a reason.
So now we're looking at a baby zebra. And the crowd goes, aww. And they get their photographs.
Yeah, you guys can always stand up and move around. You're never stuck in your seat here. We'll stay right here. Everybody else is coming over.
Can you get him?
Oh, here they come.
It's a little thing.
Here
2 weeks old, they said.
A
male zebra is off to our left here, eating cookies. They have zebra cookies, apparently. And he's got big teeth and such. And he just eats his cookies for a living. Not bad. Room and board, just to be.
He usually gets most of the treats. Yep, guys, this is another
they stink.
Type of antelope.
They're
I think
really
you can tell
ripe.
He's the largest species of antelope on Earth. Oh, wow.
Lambuca! Oh my god.
Here comes a different sort of
eland antelope.
Eland antelope.
And again, the largest species of antelope on the planet. A full grown male, which he is not, will weigh over 2,000 pounds.
Oh my god.
So almost be as heavy as a giraffe. Even though he's as massive as he is, an eland can jump over an 8-foot fence.
Oh my god.
So 2,000 pounds can go 8 feet in the air, which I think is pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
Oh, me too.
Next, I'm going to take you guys to meet my favorite cat in the whole park. Her name is Tika. She is a white Bengal tiger.
Oh my
God. There's the tiger.
Did you guys hear?
Yes.
Oh God. And she comes up and gets her pets from the tour guide. So the cat has cancer because of the recessive traits that have been bred for the look of the cat, which bring people in and sells tickets. The tour guide herself claims to be against it, which is a good thing, I suppose.
Literature, camels. Oh, be real quiet, guys. You can hear a male ostrich. Listen. We're going to go down one side and up the other. You guys can take pictures. But again, unfertilized, it's just like the eggs you eat in the morning. But it is the equivalent of 2 dozen chicken eggs.
Wow.
Chicken eggs. Bye, guys. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
this is my first. Bye, guys. Thanks very much.
Now, let's have a second on our right. This is Bobo Tap Tap. Bobo is a white rhino. White rhino down here.
Okay, now he's making an appearance. Oh, he's way down in a ditch. There he is, sound asleep. And he is a biggie. And he's out cold, asleep in the mud there. Boom Boom's habitat is basically enclosed in a small wash with concrete blocks all the way around and a little bit of fencing above that. And we get another look at Boom Boom from behind as he lays there in the mud. Ears flicking to acknowledge that he's heard us. And it's hot, so he's tired. I know how he feels. Jaguar next. Probably pretty fast and well hidden, I would imagine. Yeah, I can't see her anywhere. Serval. Serval is now hidden, just like the other one, so that's another no-show. Another white Bengal tiger. And she's hidden. Can't see her either. Now what's this off to our left? Seems empty. And there's our white Bengal tiger, the one who was staring at us before up on the hill. Now asleep in the shade. And now there's a female lion laying down and rolling. And the crowd goes wild. Chele and Kumba. Kumba. Yeah. And apparently they're going to dump us off here so we can walk around and look at all these things. Now here's a real tiger. Well, they were all real tigers, but this guy has got classic tiger orange colors and black stripes. White bottom, and he's pacing. Always a good sign in a zoo. See, the tiger is just pacing back and forth in about a 10 to 15 foot distance. That's usually a sign of stress or boredom. I mean, naturally, because there's nothing to do and no change of pace anywhere. This is what many of them do. I've seen it in bears, and I've seen it in other tigers and zoos and such. And you'll see it too when you come to these places. That is why they do it. And the more people that show up, the less happy they tend to be. He's wandering away now. Now I'm in one of the restrooms here at the Safari Park, Warpama, Upper Mesa part that they talk about up on a hill. This is like the second half of the tour. And the bathroom is surprisingly clean. We have a nice modern flush toilet with button flushing on top, a big waste can, nice big trash can, extra toilet paper, always like to see that, and even a special box for tampons and such. They know how to take care of their people. My initial impression, you know, when you see these things, you think they're going to be really bad. We went to one. There's like a deer park that's about 75, 80 miles from here that we went to some years back that was really, really shabby. I mean, really bad. Broke your heart to see the animals. Well, this does too, of course, but it's not a two-bit operation, which is surprising considering that it is privately owned. The problem with a lot of these places is even though they're private, you know, you can
you can own a place like this privately and charge admission for people to come in. I'm sure there's local ordinances and probably some federal stuff you have to do, but by and large, there isn't a shitload of oversight on places like this. And a lot of times, they're very badly run. And I don't know if there's veterinary boards that have to look at these things that simply don't, but I've seen some really heartbreaking stuff in the past. This, no, it is, but less so. More of a gilded cage than, you know, the black hole of Calcutta. Little Bronx is petting the iguana. Just saw a hyena. There he is. Come over here. Come see. Hyena walking up. Never saw one in real life. Well, this is a treat. I've seen them on TV. My goodness, look at the size of this guy. He is big. So this is a rest area. There's a snack bar off to the side here that's closed up right now, but they sell bratwurst and turkey sandwiches and ices, super pretzels, soft pretzels. So the place, they pretty much do the same. They sell hot dogs and smoothies and crap. So a big primate plaza with some lemurs in it. Yeah, I don't think we're gonna wait for that, do we?
Yeah.
An hour and change?
For what?
For the tiger splash? To see tigers play in water?
Splash a little bit.
At two is feed the
you wanna
tiger.
See him play? Hop the fence, I'll watch.
At 2:15 is giant snake show. Oh, look, but it's 2:15.
Come here, bud.
Come to me. Come to me.
One photo.
Just one.
This is actually the reason they came for this photo right here.
Yeah.
Really?
Really.
Let's go. Let's go.
We're on the shuttle back to the parking lot.
He had it in his mouth.
Grandpa had it in his mouth. They have those penny souvenirs, you know, you put them in and they crush the penny and put a little picture on it. So they got those things. And we are about to, well, we're on the road now. We're on a little dirt road. We can get a few animal views in. Oh, grizzly bears. Aha. But they're not around. There's a lot of abandoned stuff here, or at least obviously from older displays. I'm happy to have the bus ride. This is be a long, dusty walk. Watusi cattle, they're huge horns, huge.
What are
look at
these? Those are called Watusi, a type of African cattle. So down in this area of the park, you can head out to your car to see if you can get anything out of them. The gift shop area is down here.
And here we are at the tram stop.
You're welcome.
Where are we going, dude?
Let's
head back to the car? All right. The master has spoken to the car. Huh? To the car. So we're done. We survived out of Africa Wildlife Park. Back at the car. Clouds are rolling in. I don't know if we're supposed to get any weather tonight, but oh my, there's a whole lot of nothing out here. We're up a little higher, so the highway brought us through the valley, and I didn't really get a chance to see the environment so much, but my goodness. Well, here we are, and here we go.
You can contact me at lostinbronx@gmail.com. That's LOSTNBRONX at Gmail. Commentary is nice, even the negative kind. Feel free. You can find pics and vids of our Sedona excursion on my Gopher site. That's gopher://gopher.info-underground.net/1/lostinbronx/palaver/. You can follow the links from there, I'm sure. Thanks for the listen. Hope you're enjoying it. Take care. The music for this episode is Purple Nurple by Alex Barroza. found on dig.ccmixter.org. Palaver is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Sharealike Unported 3.0 license. Feel free to use this content for any purpose, even commercial. Just say who it's by, and then pass it on in the same way.